Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. As always, it's great to continue to be with you, and it's great to be able to continue to introduce you to the really smart people who are members of our Brain Trust. None better than our good friend Skip Miller. Skip Miller has been with us many times over the last many years, and he's one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He's the author of Proactive Selling, Proactive Sales Management, The Ultimate Sales Tool Kit. That's three different books. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can make sure that we don't become irrelevant in 2009. Skip, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Skip, I keep saying this, and I'm polling my Brain Trust members about what I'm calling the small business attitude for 2009, and that is this. I'm going to win in 2009 by surviving. What do you think about that attitude?
You know, you're exactly right. We find smart companies doing well. We find stupid companies doing stupid. And what's the difference between them both is, in sales at least, what their top players are doing. Now, for the last couple of years, the top players have been able to, you know, handle the phone calls, expand the business base, and do everything. But right now, top players have got to go find the good business because it's scarce. So prospecting and qualifying those prospects to make sure that, you know, out of 100 leads, you really only have 5 as opposed to, you know, working on the other 95. Prospecting and qualifying those is really hot right now. People got to find out where the money is.
It's always, sales have always been a numbers game. You got to kiss a lot of toads before you get your prince or your princess, but when things are going good, we kind of flake out on the numbers, don't we? But when we have a time, we have times like we have right now, isn't this a good time to settle back on the numbers and to really know how many customers it takes, how many warm bodies it takes to create a customer?
We're hearing things like, well, we've got 1 out of 11, 1 out of 15. Well, what that means is if for every 15 people who come knocking to your door, you're closing one deal. In the last couple of years, I guess that was acceptable. But right now, what people are saying is, look what a waste of resource. What can we do early so that we get 1 out of 4 and get rid of those 7 or 8 early? Because those are the people that we're still, you know, doing a demonstration with, still doing a proposal to, still seeing 3 visits until somebody says no, or we find out that they weren't really, you know, a serious prospect. We don't have the energy, the time, or the money to waste on that type of stuff. So, yeah, right now it's a numbers game, and it better be 1-4, 1-3, 1-5, as opposed to 1-15.
So you're saying don't go and try to cover the world. You're saying try to be smarter before you try to go cover the world, before you go asking everybody to do business. You're saying be smarter about it before then.
Jim, hi. I'm Skip Miller with the ABC Company. Knock on door. Hey, do you have a need for my product? Well, you got to do some homework up front.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you don't do some homework up front, people are going to go, yeah, I'm interested. If you can, some way your stuff can make me money or, you know, increase my revenues, I'll talk to you. And it's a highly unqualified situation. So right now, people have never had to have a script or a pre-qualifying questionnaire. It's, hey, if they want to do business with us, let's talk to them. So what can salespeople, what can sales managers, what could small business owners do? The number one thing right now is sit down and have a pre-qualifying questionnaire. It's not a yay.
What would that look like?
It's not that you have to, yes, you have to fill it out. No, you know, if you don't get a 96 out of this, we're not going to talk to you. I mean, I don't think that's it. Mm-hmm. But a pre-qualifying questionnaire basically focuses in two areas. One, what's going on with the company, the prospect itself, in 2009, where it's got a gap? And what we mean by gap is, okay, if let's say you're a salesperson and you've got a quota of 100, and, you know, what's your upside to that 100 and what's your downside? I mean, you're definitely sure you're going to get 70 and you're going to get, you know, possibly to 120. Well, what's making the difference between 70 and 100? What, you know, what could you do better to feel better about that? That's going to hold for every small business person to say, okay, how about their own revenue streams? So, Mr. Smith, you say you're going to be a $40 million company this year. You know, what's your minimum, you think? Well, we think we'll do 30. Well, if you could do something better, what would that, you know, what would make the 30 to 40? What's in that gap? Well, we'd probably want to do this better or that better. Now you're finding out needs. If people cannot find gaps, you might as well hang it up because there's no motivation for somebody to do it.
And when we come back, I want to talk to Skip about what some of those gaps might sound like. It might sound like I want to grow my business to 40 million, but it might sound like I don't want to have to lay anybody off. Can you help me with that? 20 till, right back with Skip Miller. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become, lost in the sun.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. From there, you can find my blog. From there, you can find my knowledge base. You can find the thousands of archives and articles and Brain Trust members who are there on our site to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And you can read. You can listen to your little heart's content. You can stream. You can podcast, whatever you like. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we will send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Skip Miller is all over our sites. He's contributed so much outstanding information over the years, for which we are very grateful. And, Skip, give us your website, please.
M3Learning.com.
And they can find your books there, right? Proactive
yep.
Selling, Sales Management, the new one, Ultimate Sales Toolkit.
There's Knock Your Socks Off Prospecting, and there's a new one coming out, hopefully next month, called More Proactive Sales Management. But that's
all right.
Not even out yet.
As if the other one wasn't enough, now we have more, right?
You know what? I'm getting tired of writing, that's for sure.
Hey, Skip, in the previous segment, you said when you call on people, find out where their gap is. Now, in 2009, we're going to find a lot of different stories on those gaps, aren't we? I mean, we're going to be companies that say, right now my gap is that I just had to lay off 10 people. What can you do to help me? Right now my gap is I'm trying to hold on to all my people, and therefore we're cutting back on this and that. And then you might find the other company who says, well, you know what? We're kind of afraid to talk about it, but we don't know what a recession looks like so far here. So we're ready to buy a bunch of stuff. So you got the whole landscape there, don't you?
Which is great, because when there's no visibility into the future, people fear risk, and so they're not confident of the numbers. Let's take, you know, John. John's the VP of purchasing, or he's the VP of engineering for a company. And the company says, okay, next year we're going to grow by 5 points. We're supposed to grow by 15, but conservative, we're going to grow by 5. Now, the upside, if we do everything well, is we could probably grow by 7. But the downside, I mean, worst case we're looking at right now is, you know, growth of 2%. Well, of a $30 million company, you know, that's a lot of money. The difference is between there. So when you talk to the vice president, the president, the owner, whoever, say, listen, I appreciate that you think you're going to grow at 5 points. Minimum is 2. What do you think, Mr. Smith, do you need to do differently or better to close the 2% to the 5%? Well, we'll probably, you know, have to find new customers. We'll probably have to come out with product X 6 months earlier. We'll probably have to do this, that, the other. There's where you're finding opportunities. Play the gaps, because every senior executive plays the numbers game. And it could be we're at $30 million, we got to get to $50 million. We're going to produce 10,000 parts, we at a minimum 5,000. It's an inventory issue, management, marketing, manufacturing, engineering. Everyone plays the numbers games. All you're asking is, what do you think the upside is? What do you think the minimum downside, the bottom floor is? And what are you going to do to close those gaps?
Well, and what can I do to help you get there?
Exactly right, because as soon as the person...
let me stop you for a second, Skip. Folks, because regardless if you're selling you know, plastic bags to a tiny grocery store, or you're selling battleships to the government, you've got to ask them that question, it seems to me, all the time, but especially in 2009, because, Skip, I don't care who they are. I don't care even if they haven't seen the recession in their business yet. Everybody is concerned about what's going on.
Yep.
And you've got to make them believe, don't you have to make them believe, that you're part of the solution, not part of the problem.
You got it. Everyone wants to have somebody with them helping to close the gaps, or, you know, upside the gap, downside, you know, reduce the risk of the downside. But people who aren't playing the gap game, you know, hey, we're going to do 20%. Well, I'm glad you got a clear crystal ball, because you're the only one on the planet who does.
But when you say the gap and you talk about percentages, Skip, that's good for some people. But for some people we're going to call on, the gap could be, well, actually, I'm having cash flow problems right now. I'm having a challenge meeting my payroll. I'm having a challenge, you know, paying the bills. I mean, it could be that bad, or it could be I want to grow by 10% and everything in between. But so knowing that, though, Skip, knowing that if I'm a salesperson, knowing I'm going to see all these different things, or I have no idea what I'm going to find when I get there. It may be scary. It may not be scary. What do I got to do about my attitude? I mean, I'm wondering how many salespeople are saying, you know what, they actually talk themselves out of going in because they're afraid they're going to get into a scary situation.
Because they want to go in with their 10 PowerPoint slides or with their brochure,
right,
with their donuts, and say, hi, here's who we are. Do you think we can fit into your problems, into your needs, into your situation right now?
Yeah, here's
now.
The product of the
push,
month. That's not going to work.
Pushing's gone.
Yeah.
You should go in like a doctor and say, hi, here's my pad and my paper. Here's what we do quickly. Where do you see gaps? Where do you see issues? Where do you see your risk in 2009? And if we can help you do that, or we can help you be a piece of your puzzle, piece of your solution, why, it would make sense to do business. But before we get to there, tell me what's up. Is the best attitude. Go in there like you're helping, because, boy, everybody I know is looking for help.
They're looking for help. They're not looking for products, because they can get products, can't they?
if they want a vendor, they can go down to the machine, put a dollar, get a Coke.
Right.
So they're not looking for vendors. They're looking for somebody with a pad of paper saying, hey, in 2009, where do you see risk? Where do you see things that you could do better to lower your risk, to close your gaps? And if we can kind of help you do that, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Another thing I want to talk about when we come back is, Skip's been talking up to now about prospecting. What about prospecting with old customers, with existing customers? You know, let's talk about taking care of those guys, and we'll get Skip to do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate, Skip Miller, is our guest. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Skip Miller is our guest. We're talking about how to make sure you get enough rocks in the box this year. And one of the things that I want Skip to talk to us about is not so much prospecting with people we don't know, but you're going to have to do that too this year, folks. But what about those existing customers? You know, Skip, a bank trade group executive told me once, if the banks who were part of his group focused on making sure their existing customers had everything they needed, that they wouldn't need to have a new customer for 5 years. I wonder how many small business owners are like that. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, there's two areas right now we're seeing people really starting to go after is new prospects, and that's called pioneering. And, you know, pioneering's a tough road to hold. The other is going broad and deep in current accounts. And the biggest issue we see is that, you know, I'll ask an executive, are you guys doing the same thing you guys were doing 2 years ago? Oh, no, we're different. We're doing more web stuff. We're doing this. We're doing that. I go, well, why do you think your customers who bought from you from 2 years ago are doing the same stuff? Why don't you go in there and ask them what they're doing differently? You know, you're assuming that they're telling you, but I guarantee you they're not. So what we've seen really smart small businesses do, Jim, is at the owner level. You remember that commercial years ago United Airlines had where the guys, they're all around the board table going, you know, business isn't that good and everything. So the owner passed out American Airlines
to
all the senior executives. The best thing a company
no
can
more
do
faxes,
right now,
no more emails. We're going to go see these guys.
The best thing an owner can do is take him and his top two people in the company and go on a field trip. And it's not a field trip to present who we are, what we're doing all about. It's a field trip to say, listen, the executives of this company want to spend 2 hours with your executives. Would you please tell us what you guys are doing in 2009, and we'll let you know if we can help you or not. I mean, and at a serious senior executive level, organize these field trips. People are doing really
well. And on more of a micro level, I've been encouraging business owners, you know, even if they have salespeople who are calling on accounts or managing accounts, I've said, you know, at least, you know, once in the next month or two or three, go call on every one of those personally, face-to-face, if it's humanly possible, and say, look, I know John's doing a good job of taking care of you, and I appreciate you working with him, but what can I do to help you?
The best thing to keep in mind, he talked about this earlier, Jim, is the attitude. Go to these senior executives and say, basically, in 2009, you were given a box called a 500-piece puzzle. And I'm sure when you've got the puzzle all together, you've got 462 pieces. You're probably missing 38, which is why you're so fearful and so risky. What are some of those missing pieces? And maybe we'd be able to help you. And the people will talk their ear off. And that's how you go broad and deep in current companies. You can use the John as a reference or Mary as a reference to say, hey, we're doing business with Division A. Over in Division B, could you make an introduction for us? I was in a room, Jim, 500 salespeople. I go, guys, could you please show me a show of hands in the last month who's actually used a reference to get in? Two people raised their hand. Mm-hmm. Why people don't use reference selling is beyond me to get indoors.
They're golden, aren't they?
Especially broad and deep in current accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get in? Reference. What do you do when you're in there? Sit there and say, what pieces of the 2009 puzzle are you missing? I don't know if we can help you or not, but if you can kind of lay those out for you, maybe together we can come up with a solution.
Whatever
thing would tell small business owners.
Whatever success I've had in my life, I'm going
to
say 70% of it was due to referrals.
My business is probably 90% referrals. You bet it is.
Yeah. And I'm talking about at all different stages. I mean, by stages, I mean referrals, you know, for month-to-month business, but also decade-to-decade business.
Sure.
And it's you got to develop those. Skip, last thoughts, 1 minute left.
2009, yes, it's challenging. Yes, it's fearful. Yes, it's everything. Small business owners, keep your head down. Prospect for new business with a gap chart, making sure you pre-qualify before you spend money on them. And the second thing, go broad and deep in current accounts. The way you do that is get references from your people, from the current customers, and then go in there like a doctor and say, hey, what pieces of the puzzle are you missing? We might be able to be part of the solution, as opposed to going in there with a great new marketing pitch of your new product and hope it sticks. That push just doesn't work in 2009.
The product of the month has been dead really for a long time, but it's officially buried, and it's a mummy now, isn't it?
You know what? Our new one's going to be 20% faster. Great.
And look at all the new colors we have. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's 5% faster.
We'll put that on your business's epitaph on your tombstone
right,
there. Hey, Skip, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
M3Learning.com, right?
Yeah, M3Learning.
And all of his books are there, too. Thanks, Skip. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.